I'm the one that started the 20 original hits, so you can't buy it in the stores. But then KTEL Records copied me because they got tired of doing it. I just found myself going to the post office, picking up the money, and then taking it to the bank, and then going to the post office and picking up the money and taking it to the bank, you know, and also making sending this electrical transcription, the commercials, to different radio stations all over the country and to TV stations. Then KTEL Records, when I stopped doing it, KTEL Records several years later copied me. And now Warner's, Time Life, Warner's is copying me. They bought Rhino Record Company, which is an oldie but goodie record company, and they had all these oldies but goodies, and that's how they're able, Warner Brothers is able to put out so many oldies albums and give you like 140 or whatever it is. They've beaten me for sure, but I'm the one that gave them the idea of how to sell records. Before, people never sold records over the air like that. They went to 33 distributors in the country and sold them. And let them put them on the air and put them in record stores. But I bypassed the record stores, and the distributors got lazy. They didn't want to promote the records that I came out. So I came up with this idea of how to sell records. And so, you know, I know how to sell records. I could say, hey, there's this an unreleased Beatles album. It's never been heard before. You know, it's available not in stores, over the air. Yeah, but you must act now and all this stuff. It's only $9.99 or something like that. You know, I know I'd sell about a million. That's $10 million bucks.